This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I would like to direct your attention to the bottom Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph. This is one of the classic Tosis in Inyan Bamos. We read it very briefly in our first year, but I want to dig in just a little bit. There's an amazing gold mine in this Tosis. You should be familiar with the question. We did mention it in the first year. One of the arayas in the Mishnah is your wife's sister. So what would you say about the following case? Your brother married your wife's sister. Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah. And Reuven died. And now Leah, your wife's sister, because you're married to Rachel, falls to you. So Leah's falling to you, but you can't marry Leah because Leah is your wife's sister. But then your wife dies. Rachel dies. And we know that you're allowed to marry your wife's sister after your wife's demise. It's one of the only arayas that actually become mutter. So what would the halacha be in a typical scenario if a person's wife dies, you're allowed to marry her sister, but this woman, your wife's sister, fell to you in Yibum, and at that moment you weren't allowed to marry her, and then your wife dies. So now could the Yibum kick in and say, well, she's not my wife's sister anymore, now I could do Yibum. So we know the halacha is you cannot do that. What is that halacha called? That halacha is called Ne'esra. Ne'esra is one of the main principles of Masechta Yevamos. Ne'esra means that if at the moment of Nefilas Yibum the woman was asur to you, she does not become mutter to you even though circumstances change in the course of the Yibum process. So that's the principle of Nesra, and that is a principle we see from Achis Isha. That even though at the time of the Nefilah she was Achis Isha, if she later is no longer Achis Isha, you cannot marry her. So Tosis has a Gevaldig Akasha. What about a Nida? If a woman who's a Nida falls in Yibum, we know the halacha is that that doesn't destroy the Yibum. Now, you may have to wait until she's no longer a Yibum to do the Bia, but that doesn't make it that she's not zakuk to you, and it doesn't destroy the mitzvah of Yibam. In fact, if you do Yibam to a Yivama, you're kind of her. If you do Yibam to a Nida, you're kind of her. So look at Toysis. Toysis wants to know, Ein lahakshayis, the Nida tasar liyavam. A Nida should be asar to a Yavam. Afa pisha mitahara. Achakach. Even though she's going to become Tahar afterwards. Actually, in the Hagois V'tziyunim, they have a Girsa Shem Mitaheres Achakach. Even though she's going to become Tahar afterwards, K'moy Achois Ishtoi, just like your wife's sister, She'in Misyabemes, you don't do Yibam to her, Afilu Mesa Ishtoi Achreichen, even if your wife dies afterwards. So this is the Kasha that you shouldn't ask. So, you know, you have to know how to read a Tosis. Whenever Tosis says, don't ask, what's the Kasha? First, you have to know what the Kasha is. The Kasha is, Tosis wants to know, just like when your wife's sister falls to you in Yibum, even if afterwards your wife dies, the Yibum is, you know, shot out of the water, because since at the moment she fell to you, she was an Erva, so the Erva will forever destroy the Yibum, even though afterwards, a few minutes later, she's not an Erva. Why don't we say the same thing about a Nida? We know that if a Nida falls to Yibum, you are Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibum, at least when she goes to the mikvah. Why? Why don't we say, but she fell to you as an Erva? By the way, we know that Nida is one of the Arayos. A Nida is an Erva like your sister and like your mother. So why is it that by Achos Isha, Achos Isha ruins the Yibum even if she'll become mutter later, even if she does become mutter later, and Nida does not? Tosfos says, Deloy Dami, it's not similar. Why not? The Achos Isha Ushar Arayos, because the Isser of Achos Isha and other Arayos, Ha Isser Oimed Ala Yavam Tfei Mishar Bnei Adam. The Isser is only on the Yavam. It's not on any other man. She's your daughter. She's your mother-in-law. She's your brother's wife from your mother. But that Isser doesn't apply to anybody else. So it's specifically an Isser to the Yavam. Aval Nida L'Kulei Alma Asira, but a Nida is Asir to the whole world. And therefore, it's different than Achis Isha. Achis Isha is only Asir to the Yavam. Nida is Asir to the whole world. So the first question we have to ask is, who cares? What difference does it make? A nida is an erva. So what if? So it's a worse erva. If anything, nida is worse. Nida is usher to everybody. Achasish is only usher to the avam. So the first question we have to ask is, what is Tosis' svara? What difference does it make that nida is usher to the whole world? By the way, Tosis adds, va'afilu benidasa mashma bepsachim soif parak elu dvarim. And even while she's a nida, the Gemara Pesachim is mashma, if you do yibum, the yibum is effective. Debas yibum hi, de ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan ishtoi nida ba'al chayev. If your wife is a nida and you have relations, you're chayev. Yivimtoi nida, if your yivama is a nida, ba'al pater. So the bottom line is, Tosfos is saying there's a difference between achis ishtoi and nida. Achis ishtoi is asur only to the yavam. And therefore, achis ishtoi, we apply the principle of nesra. Once asur, always asur. But nida, on the other hand, is asur to the whole world, and we don't apply the principle of nesra. So what's the svara of Tosfos? And I know Michael wants me to do the next part of Tosfos with Derachei Darchei Noyam, which is also, by the way, a fantastic sugya. But I don't know if we're going to get a chance to do that today. Maybe at the end I'll just speak out something very quickly. But the first question is, what is the svara of Tosfos?
We could say the same question by Stam, a Kedushin. If a woman is a nida by the Nesuin, we could say, since he was also to her Bishas Nesuin, then he should always be also to her.
First of all, is Kedushin Toifes to Anida? Could you do Kedushin to Anida? Yes, the Gemara on Daf Memtes says that you could do Kedushin to Kedushin is Toifes to Anida. Why is Kedushin Toifes to Anida? So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara on Daf Memtes says that the Gemara says that there's a pasuk you could do kedushin to anida. Now, what about could you do nisuin to anida? That's a machlokes. But kedushin you could do to anida. That's for sure. Now, why? The Gemara says it's exeris hakasav kedushin is toifes to anida. However, the Gemara says had it not been for exeris hakasav, I would have learned out that just like kedushin is not toifes to your sister, it's not toifes to anida, but I have exeris hakasav, it is toifes to anida. Now, regarding what you're asking, that we should say nesra when you marry anida, there's no concept of nesra by kedushin. The concept of nesra is, this woman by yibum is your brother's wife. So your brother's wife is asur to you. It's only mutter because there's zika, because you have mitzvah yibum. But if there's a moment that you don't have a mitzvah yibum, then the Isser Eisha Sachis stands. Once that Isser stands, it can never be removed. That's the concept of Nesra. But Nesra doesn't apply. It's not even possible by Kedushin. Nesra is only possible by other Arayos. So, by Yibam, right? You understand? The whole concept of Nesra is a Yibam concept because she's your brother's wife. Your brother's wife is only Mutter B'makom Yibam. If there's a moment that there's no Yibam, then the Eish HaSach stands. Okay, so I want to say the question very clear. Number one, what is Tosfos' Svara that since Nida is Usher to the whole world, therefore we don't say Nesra? Why is that a Svara? If anything, we should for sure say Nesra. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'aras has three questions on Tosfos. And I want to share with you the three questions. And what we're going to do today is we're going to try to answer the questions. Rebbe Chanan asks, first of all, who cares if it's not similar to Achris Ishtai? Right, the question we asked. What's Tosfos saying? So she's ushered to the whole world? So what? So that's, if anything, it's a worse erva. We should for sure apply Nesra. So obviously, the Pshat in Tosfos, and this is how all the Rosh Hashivas learn Pshat in Tosfos, is that, remember, we just read on Daf Beis Amud Beis, what is the Makar that when an Erva falls to Yibam, you don't do Yibam? We learn it out from Achis Ishtai. So if it's not similar to Achis Ishtai, you can't learn it out. So therefore, Tosfos is saying, Nida is not similar to Achis Ishtai, because Achis Ishtai is Asur only to the Yavam, but Nida's Asr to the whole world. So if it's not similar to Achis Ishta, we don't have a source anymore that this Erva is a Yibam Buster. In other words, clearly what Tosis is saying is, again, so what that Nida's Asr to the whole world? The point is, and therefore we cannot learn it out from Achis Ishta. So that's the starting point of Tosis. That what Tosis seems to be saying is, you cannot learn out from Achis Ishta because it's, in other words, all the arayas are hookish la'achos ishtai, but nida is different because nida is usher to the whole world. So we're going to have three questions on this. These are the three questions of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Simen Aleph. Question number one, who cares if nida is usher to the whole world, but where are we learning it out from? Achos ishtai. How do we learn out from achos ishtai? With a hekesh. There's a klal in Shas, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. You can't ask a pircha on a hekesh. So just because Nida is usher to the whole world, and Achos Ishtai is only usher to the Avam, so what? So what if it's not similar to Achos Ishtai? But you're asking on a hekesh, you're not allowed to ask a pircha on a hekesh. You can ask a pircha on a kav chomer, but not on a hekesh. That's question number one of Rabbi Chanan. Question number two of Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes that we quoted, says that are you allowed to do Kedushin to Anida? Is Kedushin Toifes to Anida? You know, if a woman, her cycle gets ruined, and now at the time on her wedding day, she's Anida, is a Kedushin Toifes. The Gemara says, I would have learned out from Achos Ishtai that just like Kedushin is not Toifes to Achos Ishtai, it shouldn't be Toifes to Anida, but I have Gzeres HaKosov, it's Toifes to Anida. So ask Rabbi Chanan, clearly, if not for the Gzeres HaKosov, that Kedushin is Toifes to Anida, it would not be Toifes to Anida. Where would I learn it out from? Achos Ishtai. But how could you learn it out from Achos Ishtai? Nida is usher to the whole world, and Achos Ishtai is only usher to you. So obviously this is a bad pircha that Tosfos is using. Because how could Tosfos say, I can't learn out the din of Nesra from Achos Ishtai to Nida, because Nida is usher to the whole world. But the Gemara Mem Tes was willing to learn out that Kedushin shouldn't be Tosfos to a Nida, if not for the Gzeres HaKosov that it is Toifes, and the Gemara did not care about the fact that Nida is usher to the whole world, and Achos Ishtai is only usher to the Yavam, or to this particular person. So clearly, Toifes' Percha is not a good Percha. Question number three of Rabbi Chanan. The Gemara in Daf Ches, Rava says, we don't need a pasuk that you can't do yibum to an erva. You know why? Yibum is an asay. An erva is a kares. Ein asay doichel lois asay sheyesh ba kares. Tosfos is saying, we don't even need a pasuk that you don't do yibum to an erva. Ask Rabbi Chanan, if you don't need a pasuk that you don't do yibum to an erva, then we know already that you can't do Yibam to Anida, and I don't have to learn out from Achos Ishtai. So if that's the case, then I know Nesra on my own. The bottom line is, the Nida fell to the guy in Yibam. You couldn't do Yibam because she was a Kares. And once a Kares, so the Achos Ishtai remains. So let me just say clearly over the three kashas of Rabbi Chanan. Tosfos says, why don't I say that just like Achos Ishtai, we apply Nesra, and once Achos Ishtai, always Achos Ishtai, even if your wife dies, so too, if the woman's Anida, that should destroy the Yibam, even if later she goes to the mikvah. And Tosfos says, no, Nida is different, because Nida is Asur to the whole world. So the starting point is, who cares that Nida is Asur to the whole world? So if anything, she's a more of an Erva. So we said clearly, with a pshat in Tosfos is, so you can learn out Nida from Achos Ishtai. Because Nida is not similar to Achos Ishtai. And since Achos Ishtai is the makar, that you don't do Yibam to an Erva, you can learn out Nida from there. So Rabbi Chanan has three kashas. Number one, you don't ask pirchas on a hekesh. Ein meshivin ala hekesh. Number two, the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes was going to learn out that Kedushin is not Toifes to Anida, and the Gemara was going to learn it out from Achos Ishtoi, despite the fact that Achos Ishtoi is only Usur to the... To you, husband. And the Gemara was going to learn it out to Nida, even though Nida is Usur to the whole world. That clearly shows Nida is you could learn out from Achos Ishtoi. And furthermore, Rabbi Chanan asked, by the way, if you have Kovetz Ha'aras back from your yeshiva days, or you want to get one, I'm saying, if your wife sees that you took out a Kovetz Ha'aras, that's like major, you know? She'll think you really know how to learn, not just Stam, you know, you're doing a blot a day. You're learning Rabbi Chanan on Yevamos? I mean, you can't get better than that. Yevamos and Rabbi Chanan? And question number three is, the Gemara says on Daf Ches, that erva loy tzricha kra, because ein asei doicha loy sasei sheyesh bakares. So if that's the case, I don't need to learn out from Achos Ishtoi. So, I want to share with you another approach to Tosfos, not like Rabbi Chanan. When I was in Beis Medrash, I had a Rebbe, Harav Binyamin Luban, who was a Rashiva in Yeshiva Chavetz Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. Now he's a Rashiva in Miami. He's the author of the Biurim V'Iyunim on Seder Nashim, on Yevamos, Ksubis, Gittin, and Kedushin. And he has another way to learn Tosfos, but clearly the Achroinim learn Tosfos different than Rabbi Chanan. Because I have a very interesting question. This is the Shaila of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Simen Chav Zayin, and the Ber Hetev, in Simen Kuf Samach Tes, and the Molei Haroyim, and the Maritz Chios. Let's say a woman falls to Yibum. I have a question. She just lost her husband, no? What is she? Her husband wasn't even buried yet. So what do we call her? She's an Oinein. Is an Oinein allowed to have relations? No. It's an Isser Dairaisa. So the Achroinim ask, why does that not kill every single Yibam? Because there's an Isser of Aninos. And the Isser of Aninos should say, once she was Asa for 1 minute, so she should be Asa forever. Why doesn't Aninos bust the Yibam?
It's Chal on her.
What?
It's Chal on her.
Okay.
So if it's just on the condition on her, it's on the Yavam, then it shouldn't affect it. Meaning to say that she's not asur to him because of an erba. It's only asur because she has a condition right now that she cannot get married. It's not to say that she's asur to him because of erba. She's asur right now because she has a certain condition. So same thing with the nida.
So one second. Would Rebbe Chanan ever ask such a kasha? That an oinein, a woman who's an oinein, should destroy the yibam? Oinein is not an erva. It's stam, an isser tashmish, it's a side isser. But how, you're going to say nesra, that since you can't do, she can't do yibam, so the eishes ach remains? That, like you're pointing out, that's not an isser erva. How would anybody ever ask such a question? If the whole concept of nesra is an isser erva, why would that apply to aninos? But still the achroinim ask, that Aninos should destroy every Yibam. And you know what the answer is? No, it doesn't. Because, and she's usher to the whole world like Anida. Wait a second. Rebbe Chanan would never even ask this question to begin with. Because Rebbe Chanan holds that the din of Nesra is learnt out from Achos Ishtoi. And Nida is an erva like Achos Ishtoi, so the Tosfos wants to apply Nesra to Nida. But in the world of Rabbi Chanan, nobody would ever dream that Nesra should apply to an Oinein. Why would anybody even ask that question? Clearly, we see from the Achroinim that they want to apply Nesra even to non-Arayos, even to an Oinein. And they don't because the Isser of Aninos is to Lekule Alma. So we see two Chidushim from the Achroinim. Number one, that they learn Nesra could apply to an Oinein, even to a non-erva. And number two, the fact that you're usher to the whole world is not a reason not to learn out from Achos Ishtoi, because we don't even need to learn out from Achos Ishtoi, because you don't need to be an Esser erva to begin with. The fact that you're usher to the whole world has something to do with Nesra. Not, it's not a reason why you don't learn out from Achas Ishtai. It's a Nesra buster. So let's explain this, and through this we could answer all of Rabbi Chanan's kashas. It could be like this.
Say, Rabbi, sorry, why can't you say that she's an usher to the whole rest of the world for now, but eventually she'll be mutter, as opposed to when it comes to the Shimon who's going to marry her, but he can't because it's an erba, it's usher and usher at sof olam, no matter what. By the nida and by the oinin, she's usher to the whole world just for now. Eventually, she'll be mutter to the entire world.
Okay.
There's a leniency. As opposed to the Yavam, he can't. It's usher for forever.
No, because his wife died, and now the Achas Ishtai is mutter to him. In other words, his wife's sister felt him in Yibam, but now his wife died, so now she's mutter to him. The same way Anita went to the mikvah. So in other words, the fact that the Achroinim say that they want to apply Nesra by Oinein, and they don't, that seems to indicate that you don't have to learn out Nesra from Achas Ishtai, and it could apply even to non-Arayos. So therefore, based on this question of the Achroinim, the Sefer Biurim V'Yunim of Rav Luban is learning a different pshat in Tosfos. When Tosfos says we should apply Nesra by Nida, it's not because we're going to learn it out from Achas Ishtai, because we don't have to learn it out from Achas Ishtai. The din of Nesra is not an erva dika din. It's a din that when a woman falls to Yibum, can't do Yibum, then if there's no heter on the Eishas Ach at that time, it doesn't matter why, then that Eishas Ach will not be removed, period. Ever, even if she becomes mutter later. It's not because we don't learn it out from Achas Ishtai. So now the question is, so what's Taisus is Svara, that since Nida is usher to the whole world, therefore we don't say Nesra? Taisus is not saying that since she's usher to the whole world, you can't learn it out from Achas Ishtai. Rabbi Chanan is right, meaning we don't learn out Nesra from Achas Ishtai. Rabbi Chanan had a kasha that the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes wants to learn out that just like Kedushin is not Toifes to Achas Ishtai, it shouldn't be Toifes to Anida. What do you mean Nida's usher to the whole world? Clearly we see the fact that you're usher to the whole world is not a reason not to learn out from Achas Ishtai, because Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh. Rabbi Chanan is right. It's not a good svara. We see from Daf Mem Tes, the fact that Nida's usher to the whole world is not a good svara, why you can't learn out from Achas Ishtai. And the truth is, we don't have to learn out from Achas Ishtai. As Rabbi Chanan proves from Daf Ches, that the fact that you don't do Yibum to an erva, I don't need a pasuk. It's a svara. So then what's Tosfos saying? Who cares Nida's usher to the whole world? You ready? Tosfos is explained. Tosfos holds Nesra applies even not to Arayos. But that's only, listen carefully, Nesra only applies when you're only usher to the Yavam and not when you're usher to the whole world. Why? Because how does Nesra work? Nesra says, look, this woman is zakuk to the Yavam. This woman falls to the Yavam. The Yavam has a special bond to her. The only way to say that she's usher to the Yavam is if there's a special interference with her bond to the Yavam. In other words, she falls to him. They're bound to each other. They're connected to each other. The only thing that's going to create an Isser in their bond is if it's an Isser that's targeted to their bond. But if it's an Isser l'kulei alma, that's not going to ruin the Zika. The svara of Tosfos is that in order to be mafkia, the special kesher between them, you need a special iser between them. So if she's usher to the whole world, that doesn't remove the special bond of Zika. So if the Zika is not removed, we don't say Nesra. The svara of Nesra is that if for a moment there's no Zika, meaning what takes off the iser eshasach? Zika, the bond. But if there's no bond, but we could only say there's no bond, We can only say there's no bond if there's a ruination of the bond. A ruination of the bond is a special isser between the two of them. In other words, Tosfos is not saying that we can't learn out from Achos Ishtai. We're not learning it out from Achos Ishtai. The source of Nesra is not Achos Ishtai. Nesra, we would say on our own. We would theoretically say Nesra even by Aninos, like the Achroinim ask. Tosfos is saying a Svara, that Misvara, we're not going to say Nesra if the Isser is a Isser to everyone, because then that doesn't ruin the Zika. Zika is a special bond between the two of them, and that's only removed when there's a special Isser between the two of them. The Lumdus of Nesra is that if for a moment my bond to you is removed, then the Eishas Ach can never be removed. Meaning what removes the Isser Eishas Ach is the Zika. What ruins the Zika is only a unique and targeted Isser between the two of them. But if there is no targeted Isser between the two of them, because she's Usser to the whole world, so then that doesn't ruin the Zika, and we don't say the Din of Nesra. So basically it comes out, there are two ways of learning Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan learns Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying a Svara, that Nesra cannot be learnt out from Achos Ishtai. But the way this Mahalach is learning is it's not that you need to learn out Nesra from Achos Ishtai. Nesra, we know on our own, it's a Svara. But that Svara only holds true when there's a specific Isser between the two of them. Okay? So that is really an amazing Mahalach. And this answers all of Rabbi Chanan's kashas. In other words, you see on Daf Mem Tes that it's not a Pircha that Nida's Usher to the whole world. Yeah, that's true. Because if anything you're learning out from a Hekish, from Achos Isha, you can't ask a Pircha. So we would theoretically learn out Kedushin is not Toifes from Achos Ishtai to Nida, if not for a special Gzeres HaKosov. And the Din of Nesra, I don't even need to learn out from Achos Ishtai. It's a Svara. Ein ase doi chalois ase sheish boi kares. It's only that there's a Svara. The way we're learning Tosfos is the fact that Nida is also l'kuliyama. It's not a pircha that you can't learn out from Achos Ishtai. It's a svara that Nesra cannot apply, because Nesra is only when there is a specific Isser between the Yavam and the Yavama, not when it's Asur l'kuliyama. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so we have something to think about. And wishing everybody a terrific day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll see you later. Kol tov. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.